time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is with the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. And yes, we realize that it's just getting close to the 1st of October, but it's time to start talking about Halloween. You know, we're into fall now. It's okay to decorate for Halloween and those kinds of things. So we're going to talk about their trunk or treat event that's coming up, and let everybody know if you're interested what you can do to help them out. And these are a lot of fun, and we're going to talk all about them right now with Shelley. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So we were just talking about trunk or treats, and you know, my kids missed the big trunk or treat bandwagon, I believe.
Yeah, so did my kids.
They're kind of fun, and it's mostly because it all boils down to safety.
Absolutely.
So you guys just kind of have everybody there in your parking lot.
Yep.
They can wander around and go from car to car, and it's just like going to somebody's house without having to cross the street.
Right.
And you were saying that there are even, you know, some cars even have like different games and things for the kids to play. So.
Yeah, you know, it's been really fun. So it's not just you go to a trunk, you get treats. Some of the trunk or treaters or trunk or treat cars actually have fun games, and kids get to win prizes. So it's kind of a little party.
So once again, this is going to go down on Halloween. You guys are going to do this, correct?
Yes, we are.
Because it's on a Monday this year.
Yes.
And it's going to go, and since school gets out early,
yep,
you might as well get it done early, 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
And what you guys are really looking for now is people that would be interested in setting up and coming in and, you know, helping out and those kinds of things. Now, do you guys try and cap how many people you can fit in your parking lot, or is it...
We have tried one time, and we never really had to because we never really received that many cars. But I think we can fit comfortably about 20 cars in our parking lot.
And really, and all you're asked is to just come out and bring candy for the kids, and you know what, just enjoy the atmosphere, have fun. If you want to decorate your car, a lot of people do.
Yep.
Decorate your car, have fun and games for the kids and those kinds of things. But once again, this is really just geared as a safer alternative to trick-or-treating, and it's mostly just because, you know, you don't have kids running across the street, those kinds of things. And this is such a great idea, and I think really you guys are not the only ones that do that, and that's what we were talking about. So it's great that you guys put these on. And you know, what kinds of things, and if people are interested in wanting to do this, what do they need to do?
Well, they can just call the center at 435-636-3739 and ask for any one of our staff, and they can just say we'd like be interested in and participating in the trunk or treat, and we just ask that you be at the center by 1 o'clock that day and be ready to display your trunk probably by 1:30, because we usually have people showing up early, so, and bring plenty of candy.
You don't want to run out.
No. You can bring candy, you can bring pencils, you can bring any kind of item that you'd like to give away to kids.
Because that's what you said last year, you probably had more than you've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah. We were totally not prepared.
I've never heard of the term candy runner.
Right? We had to have runners to go buy us more candy.
That's all right, too. That's what it's all about. And then you were also saying that last year, and we'll talk more about this the closer that it gets, but to just kind of get that into people's mindsets and those kinds of things. Last year, you had an issue with parking.
Yeah, it kind of became a little dangerous. A lot of people parked alongside the road, and we were asking people to park at the active reentry parking lot. There's a place for families to walk from the parking lot over to the center. You don't even have to go on the road. And a lot of people just didn't see that we were doing that. So they were parking alongside the street. And we have it in the day before some of the people get off work. And so there was traffic, you know, by the end of the day.
And it's just a matter, once again, of safety and keeping the kids safe. So yes. Once again, this is going to go on Halloween Day, October 31st, out in the parking lot of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. If you're interested in being a part of their trunk or treat, just give them a call out there. Shelley, what was the number one more time?
435-636-3739, extension 1.
And then head on out there, set up, and just get ready to have fun and hand out candy. And it's all about what you can't reiterate it enough. It's all about safety.
Absolutely.
So keep the kiddos safe, and you might even have some fun yourself, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.